have a public hearing tonight. Liz, can you please read the notice?
Please be advised, there will be a public hearing held on Wednesday, November 19th, 2025, at 6:35 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, to hear public comment concerning Local Law 7 of 2025, increasing the town of Catskill's senior citizen and low-income disability tax exemption maximum limit sliding scale from $36,000 to $37,000 in accordance with Real Property Tax Law Section 467 and Section 459C by order of the Catskill Town Board. Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And we have another public hearing. Two local laws, 7 and 7A?
They're same local law, but 7 broken up because
it's. Two different
sections. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay. She said two different sections. I'm sorry.
So I'll go through that. Can I entertain a motion to approve local law number 7 and 7A?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Ryan. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Mr. Carr, I don't want to keep you here all night, so we'll address your situation first.
Well, I don't know if, I know some of you have buried your parents. I just buried my mother on the 10th of October. I went through the funeral service. I paid the cost for her to get buried and put in the ground. When it came to the end, I was the last one there. And the funeral director said that the town refused to lower her into the ground, which I was very furious about that time, until I got an $800 check because my 22-year Army veteran brother was in the coffin with her. So I did later on find out Tuesday, because Monday everything was closed. It was not the town. I know a lot of those guys up there. They were wondering what the heck was going on. Meanwhile, I'm standing around here furious because I already paid you $750 to lower that casket in the ground. And you're telling me you're not going to do it until you get another $800? I mean, I get emotional when I think about it. I mean, it wasn't so much the money as the idea of the way it went. And $800 to have that vial in the coffin with her, I think is pretty ridiculous. Now, I understand there's paperwork that has to be done, mm-hmm. so there has to be some charge. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole thing should have been handled a whole lot different. I mean, I went to Henderson 2 days later, ordered a stone. Bob says, you don't have to pay me right now because that's the guy I am. Nobody worries about me paying them. I've never cheated anybody, not paid anything. My taxes are always paid on time. So, yeah, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, you know, because there's my mother, you know. Been with me for 69 years, and you're refusing to lower her in the ground. It put me a half an hour behind everybody at Pegasus, and being how I was taking care of everything, nothing started until I got there. And Marie, which is pretty nice, she put us in a slot. She didn't have anything, but she had a party after ours, so you had a limited time already. Which, you know, that's not really the issue. The issue is that $800 was holding my mother up out of the ground. And I don't think it's fair, I don't think it's right, and I understand that you're doing paperwork, somebody's got to get something. But, you know, you could have said something later on about that, or Michael, well, let's not throw any names, right? The director should have said to me, hey, Barry, it's not the first time we've dealt. So, and he's never not got his money, so that could have been a whole different conversation. So I'm looking to get something back, obviously. I mean, nobody dug a hole other than the one for my mom, which that was the $750 I paid. I mean, the urn was in the box coffin with her, because we decided as a family group that we're going to have my brother go with her. So it's not, you know, like I say, you do have to register that. I understand that. I understand there's some costs here. But $800, I mean, it's not like it's free money. You know, everybody's got to earn this money. Today is tough enough already without paying something you shouldn't have to. So I'm looking through, I'm asking the board to look at this, and you probably should put something in there that in the event that this kind of thing happens, maybe there's nothing set forth right now for that. Maybe the funeral director thought he was doing the right thing. The way he went about it is not right in my opinion by any means. I would never agree to it. But if that was the rule and that's the way it's set, but when you say $800 for a cremation, you're digging a hole. I'm assuming you're putting a box in something where there's already a coffin in the ground. This is not the situation. This urn went in the coffin with my mom. So one hole, two people. So I'm hoping you can look at that and try to change something and do whatever you can do with it. Because it's definitely not a fair setup. And I'm sure at some point in time, you're probably going to run into the same thing down the road. I mean, nobody wants to bury their parents, but we know it's all coming. Some of us have already been there. So it's an emotional thing, and there's already enough going on in those situations. You don't need to add to it. Right. So that's all I had to say.
Again, like I spoke to you on the phone, I apologize if this happened.
Well, it's not, you know.
Yep. And unfortunately, the way the rules and regs are now, there isn't that little stipulation in there where if the grave is already open, what the fee schedule is. It's in black and white, and that's what the funeral parlor went. But I do agree that we need to look at our rules and regs and put something in there where if this situation comes up again, maybe it's just a fee for the paperwork that we charge.
Or we just add a miscellaneous that it's...
Not to interrupt you or anything, but I understand it's in black and white, but if it's $800, it's got to be XYZ for that service, right? Yeah. So if you're not getting XYZ, then just saying.
Right.
You know, it's like getting a car with four tires. You pay for four, and you only get two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I mean. We have to improve the wording of that.
Yeah. Yeah, or a situation where case-by-case scenario is at the town board's discretion.
Well, I think moving forward, we should refund Mr. Carr something. And I think moving forward, basically, we just have to set a new law for a burial that's already open, and the coffin's going to contain an additional...
family.
Right. What does that...
Which that should just be like a $200 fee if the grave is already open.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, you know, it's fair. Like I say, I know, you know, there's some paperwork associated with it, and I understand that.
No, my whole thing about it is the grave was already open.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like we were digging an additional grave. So really, we need to have something in our regs where the grave is already dug and the other family members being buried in an urn in the coffin, that it's just a basic fee for filing the paperwork. Not a whole additional plot.
Right.
Because you didn't get another plot.
No.
Right.
So what do we want to do right now?
I'm going to agree with that.
So refund to $600, and let's make an adjustment to our fee schedules at the cemeteries.
Motion. Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, Mr. Sparkle.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yep. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody. Nice Thanksgiving, Joe.
You too.
So we had a lengthy budget season. I want to jump right into the budget. Public hearing. We closed the public hearing on the 13th, I believe. There are some changes we need to make. We got a figure from the county reflecting the ambulance money we're getting. We have our actual tax levy from our accountant, and with the did everybody get that today?
Mm-hmm.
That I sent the new tax levy. Liz, do you have a copy of the new one?
No.
The proposed budget?
No. I have the changes that you want to make.
Alright. So let's go through those changes. So changes made after preliminary is adopted. We need to increase the A fund revenue by $342,400 added to A2706 grant from local governments. This is the money that the county's given us for the ambulance service next year, 2026. Increase 1410412A software from $2,200 to $7,000. This is to cover the Civic Plus software that we approved at our last meeting. Increase 450467A medical supplies and materials from $104,000 to $140,000. This is to purchase two Lucas machines for the cost of $36,000. Decrease appropriated fund balance using A fund from $414,000 to $195,181. Decrease appropriated fund balance using B fund from $180,000 to $130,000. Change from 2026 tax levy to $4,637,225. This brings the tax rate outside the village to 3.64%, and that equates to a $28.06 increase per 100,000. What's the board? How do we feel about that?
I think you guys did a great job reworking after we got the late money from the county. And it's finally nice to see the county pay back a little bit of everything we lose because of their pilots and their taxes on property.
There are some stipulations for that county money, but I think the way that, you know, we're buying these machines, we meet those three stipulations, hands down. With the news that we received today that Jared will no longer be with us next year, I did have Kirsten run another budget with his health insurance out of it, and the only change would be dropping the general fund balance by 15,000. So instead of, or 14,000. So instead of using $195,181, we'd only use $181,051.
Mm. Less fund balance, the better.
Right.
Or just leave it alone.
I kind of want to leave it. I don't know what the rest of the board feels.
I believe it.
Jared, what you thinking?
I'm just still looking it over here for a second.
With that minor change, the tax levy stays, or the increase stays the same. It doesn't move the needle at all. Mm.
So we're going to drop the tax rate?
No.
What do you see, Brad? Maybe.
So we're just decreasing the amount we're raising it? Yes. Yep, with the changes that we made, and accounting for the money that the county's giving us next year. And I know, I think the budget that we had, the preliminary budget, was $30, if I remember correctly, for 90,000. So the money that the county's given us, you know, dropped that $1.94 per 100,000. Plus, we're using less fund balance.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And we're buying the Lucas machines at this, which is a huge purchase for the ambulance.
I see we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good too. I was hoping that we were gonna do something a little bit different with that 242 that we're getting.
What do you want
to do? I thought we were going to do no increase.
Oh, it's not enough money to do no increase.
Would
Yeah, I mean, they're giving us a decent amount of a traded value with them. I think it's either $6,000 or $9,000 of traded value.
Ours is well supported.
Yeah.
And they've done their job.
Mm-hmm. Many times. Yeah, because you got to remember, we were using $700,000 in fund balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we would need another $431,000.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
So I think, I'll say it, as painful as this budget was, you know, aside from the Lucas machines, the piece of equipment for the cemetery and central garage, everything else in here is the same. There's nothing else we can cut. It's benefits and salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And our employees are worth it. So do we want to approve the one that we're using $431,881 in fund balance, or the one without the health insurance for Jared's position, $417,000? Again, the tax, everything stays the same.
I would just use the...
Yeah, we'll use the one that we're moving forward.
Okay.
So I need a motion. Liz, what should we call this? Now, because we have two options.
Which, you have a resolution.
Right, but I want to make sure that we're approving the right one.
With the you're going to keep, you're going to use $431,000 in fund balance.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll put that in the resolution with the $431,000 in fund balance.
Okay.
I'll add it.
All right, so now, therefore, we, the Town of Catskill Board, hereby adopt the 2026 preliminary budget as amended as the 2026 final budget and instructs the town clerk to deliver the final budget to Greene County as required by town law. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Brian, second.
Second.
Second by Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
What's the warranty life on that Lucas machine?
We usually get extended.
So we're going, we have the first year of service is free, and then we're going to purchase every year an additional service. I think they'll do it up to 5 years. So if we know that they'll only do a 5 year service, we should plan to replace them in 5 years. Instead of going through this again where we have machines that are no longer supported.
Did they give us an update on the stipulations for?
It's just the three of them. One was training, one was equipment, and the other one was some kind of salary across the board, fair salary or something like that. Which, you know, the salary for us is all contractual, so we don't have much wiggle room with that. And training and both buying reading now.
They should have put the CAD in there.
The mobile CAD is something that we're trying to work on.
Yeah, I know George has a couple different options. He's going to review it, guys.
Yeah, I can see that coming up.
Well, the county has the program, it's free. Right?
Yeah, we just have to buy the devices.
Yeah. All right, next up, we have a motion to approve Clough Harbor for GIS mapping at $6,500 effective January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. This is our mapping, which is on our website.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Cement and Sewer District for next year is $16,060.42. I believe that's no increase again, right, Liz?
It was a slight increase from last year.
Okay.
Like 500 or something like that, yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Garrett, second. Second by Garrett, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to approve three levies for water and sewer in the Town of Catskill Water and Sewer Districts. The Leeds, Jefferson Heights, $33,152.76. Post Ave Sewer District, $1,189.20. Leeds Jefferson Heights Water District, $71,269.82. Post Ave Water District, $24,698.43. South Carroll Water District, $7,816.12. This is, realize this is individuals that have not paid their water or sewer bill. Mm-hmm. And the town created a water and sewer district years ago, giving the village authority to get their money back.
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Next up, JR, the Triple P, Hannibal Pocket Park.
So I got three quotes I shared out to everybody. I don't know if everybody had a chance to look at that. Some ideas here for the Powell Pocket Park. The three quotes I got, all the equipment is the same. If everybody wants to look at it here, I can pass one down of what the equipment looks like. Maybe pass it around if anybody wants to see that one. You should just obviously the fence has been installed and has been completed. They did a really nice job. So we're moving in the right direction. So I just wanted to get everybody's intake on what their thoughts are regarding the equipment.
I like this idea. I fully support it. I just think we need to check with, one, the state, since we don't own the property. Again, like you pointed out, it was on the original drawings that we sent to them, so I don't anticipate them having a problem. We need to check with our insurance carrier and just make sure it's installed correctly. I know there's got to be specific mulch put down with rubber mats and then mulch on top of it. There is a company that has been used by local organizations for all the other parks within the village and the town. I think it would be a good idea just to reach out to them, just to see if he can look at this parcel and give us an idea of, you know, this is great, or if there's something better that we can do. But I fully support this. I just want to make sure that what we're doing up there, the taxpayers are getting the best bang for the buck, kind of say. And legally, that we're not going to get jammed up in a lawsuit or anything.
You know, at the end of the day, the money that set aside for this isn't going away. That leftover money from that grant.
The capital so fund.
You can wait. You can wait till spring when the park settles and you have an exact layout.
I think if JR or one of us reaches out to this other company and just asks them for a professional opinion, they're very quick to respond. They don't charge to help you out, especially since the town and the village, I've worked with them a lot. You know, if we're able to get them up there in the next week or so, we could potentially approve this in December and get the ball rolling, depending on what the state and the insurance company says. I think the state might be the longest to get back to us, but again, I don't see that being in a couple of days.
Yeah, because we already submitted our original plans with that stuff in there.
Yep.
So. Take,
right? I mean, do we have a layout of where the signs are going to go and the playground equipment and the benches? Do we have like a real layout yet?
I don't think so.
Not yet. No, we're still trying to get the ground at all.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why we'd have to store this stuff until you're ready, and there's really no place to store it.
Maybe. I mean, it's depending on what company we go through.
They might not ship until...
Doubtful that they have this stuff just lying around.
Right. And some of it's 10 weeks, longer, so...
But, I mean, I think as long as we do our due diligence, we'll be good. Like I said, I fully support this.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, me too.
The insurance is just probably going to be another rider.
Yeah.
Right.
The big thing is making sure we can put it there. But, I mean, we have the money for it, so it's something we're going to do, we just don't rush it.
Yeah. So I will, do you want me to contact the company or do you want me to forward you the contact information?
You want to just
I'll email them with you on it.
Okay.
If that works.
And you can copy me on it too if you want. Perfect. If I can.
I'll copy everything.
He wants to meet during the day or whatever and he's.
You can shoot up there. Yeah.
Yep. Because he does the whole, he can he chart the whole layout and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to table this to the next meeting until we talk to him and
that would be my suggestion.
It's not a bad idea.
Because I know this stuff is great and you did the research on it, so we have an idea of what it's going to cost, which is awesome. But he could come up and say, well, for this amount of money, we can actually do something a little bit different that includes the mulch and the mats and everything else within regulation.
I believe this price is good until.
Oh, that was another thing I was going to ask you.
It's to a certain date. They're all
yeah,
all
probably 30 days. 60.
30 days from the end of this year. So
yeah.
December 17th.
Yeah.
First December meeting.
So, yeah, the 1st of December, our meeting.
So if we could, you know, get in touch with,
yep.
If we get in touch with that guy in the meantime, then I'll table it and then make a decision then.
Yeah.
If you guys are all good with that. Just wanted to bring it up now, why obviously... We know the funds are there, and
absolutely.
And then move forward if we can. So.
Yeah. So again, I think this pocket park that I'll give you and Jay a lot of credit that you guys have been working on. It's going to be huge for up there. I would really like to do something like this in Leeds and in Kissimmee and cement.
So I'd like to see how this one goes,
yeah.
And then you know, tell me you're ready.
Yeah, this is our pilot.
Correct. Yeah.
Pilot pocket park in Pendleton.
And then if everybody wants to take. Then there's a rough draft of some
yep.
Verbiage
for the
sign.
Verbiage for the sign.
Everybody wants to just look at that.
You want to mention the business across the street that's willing to help us out with these?
So there's a business across from the park, Pocket Park. They have two small children. They're just bought this new machine that might be able to do some of this laser engraving stuff. So. Once we have a little bit more information, I could share with the board, but hopefully we can maybe work out something with them and get these signs made.
Yeah, I think it would be
on a reasonable price.
Create not only a local company doing signs, but one
across
the street.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have children of their own, so yeah. So it would be a great thing if we could work with the
yeah.
locals as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, anything else with the triple P?
And I just want to say Mark and his guys and showing those guys up there have been, you know, working hand in hand and just knocking things out and stuff. So it's been great so far. So.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Yeah. Okay, we have another resolution for consideration. It's a resolution in support of Congressman Nick Langworthy. Energy Choice Act, H.R. 3699 S-1945, in opposition to government-mandated natural gas bans. In summary, it's now therefore be it resolved that the Town of Catskill strongly supports the Energy Choice Act as introduced by Congressman Langworthy, H.R. 3699, and Senator Justice S-1945 and stands firmly opposed to New York's natural gas bans, the CLCPA-driven restrictions, and other state energy mandates that eliminate consumer choice. And be it further resolved that the Town of Catskill urges Congress to pass an Energy Choice Act to defend consumer choice, protect energy affordability, and preserve reliable access to natural gas for New York.
I'm a huge supporter of the environment. Everyone loves this. I still view natural gas as a green energy. It's not proven to be. And unfortunately, because of these stricter regulations, we're seeing higher energy prices. I think it's a big mistake in upstate New York to eliminate the people's availability to heat their houses the way they want to and the way they can afford to. So that's why I'm making a motion to sign this.
Second?
Are you looking for a second?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll second.
comment. I just, for the record, I fully support this because right now as it stands, where any new residential structure at the beginning of the year has to be all electric, our grid is going to be hurting and the price of new construction is going to skyrocket. So I fully support this. A motion to approve?
Motion.
Oh, we have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Do you need the other way, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to vote that?
We can. I'd like to vote on it for our next meeting, but did he send it to everybody or just me?
I think just me. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. So we finally have finished polishing up the agreement between the OPSU, the ambulance union, and the town of Catskill. Like I said, the employees in the negotiating team actually did help the town a lot in trying to figure out ways to fill the schedule better and to encourage pay structure that makes people want to work more hours. They agreed to do the elimination of the 36 and go to the 48. The wage schedule, currently paramedics are 28.86. 2026 wage for paramedic will be 31.79, 27, 33, 38, and 2028 gets us to the 35.13 where we felt we should end up. EMT advanced 23.85 goes to $26 in 26, 27.30 in 2027, and 28.73 in 2028. EMT current $21.55 goes to $24.98. 26.23 and then 27.61 by the end of the contract. I think it puts us competitively in the market with other competing agencies, and it also shows our employees that they're worth everything we pay them. They did put in here, there is a new hire orientation period where the pay will be reduced for that new person until their OJT is over. Shift differential changed from $1.50 to $2.25 in January 26. January 27 it goes to $2.50. In January of 2027 it goes to $2.75. We changed it from shift leader to shift supervisor. The shift supervisor is $2 per hour each for such employee assigned as the shift supervisor. We eliminated all the incentive bonus. We did change the compensatory time, similar to what you did in the highway contract, to 40 hours in a given work week. Only make it for a maximum of 48 hours of overtime and to 72 hours of comp. The vacation accruals changed slightly, 0 to 4 years of service. You'll accrue 0.102 hours per hour worked. And then it goes all the way up to 25 years at 0.152 when accruals per hour worked.
And with that, PTO encompasses
correct.
It's broken down 60% is vacation.
Considered vacation, 40% is considered sick. But I will send this to all of you. Hopefully we can have this on the agenda for the first December meeting. We can sign it. And then the union will ratify it and we'll be all set.
Thank you and Brian for your work on that.
I will say it was a very good experience this time around.
Okay, anything else? I received a letter, which I just forwarded to everybody, and we'll talk more about this at our December 1st meeting, because I want it in the paper for on the official agenda. For the housing development that's being built on Quarterskill, the town is being asked to possibly consider doing something with Highland Avenue to make it more accessible to vehicles, because there's an issue. Price Chopper owns the road that connects 9W to Quarterskill. Always have, always will. It's a private road. They are threatening to close that off to all access except for emergency vehicle. So there's a 74 housing development or something like that?
70s over 70. The course of three phases. The first phase will be 16, where they're going to build the cul-de-sac. I don't know if this will help you. It might actually save you some time. The board has decided to, we're in negotiations, our lawyer's in negotiations with Price Chopper to potentially take the road over. Originally, we were thought we didn't want to. Some of the board members don't want to. And basically, the Price Chopper Associates wanted to tell us who was going to go in next door if we got the road. And we were like, if we're going to take over the road, there's going to be under no conditions other than putting in a grocery store that's a direct competition for them. And so they've kind of balked when we initially said, well, okay, we don't want the road. Because it's kind of public suicide for them to put a gate up there and block the road off.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, we would probably have more to tell, well, the board will have more to tell you guys or insight after the next board meeting, because Wayne shall have kind of wrapped up whatever negotiations are going on. So, I mean, they did a traffic study. The lawyer that is representing the client had a specific traffic study sent to Delaware, so if you guys want to inquire about that, that had Highland taken into consideration.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. So, I don't know. I would say maybe you're going to do some work and be told out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I kind of chuckled with some of the wording in that.
Yeah.
What can we do with Highland that? Nothing. Jeez. If we lower that road, then everyone's driveway is going to be up here. The road is going to be down there.
The suggestion when me, Wayne, and Joe walked the property, we went over to where the train station is, or the train tracks are, and if we were going to do anything, I think, and obviously that's not the village property, is build the bridge.
Yeah,
reach out to CSX.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be elevated to the grade so that the trucks can get over, but it's going to open up once Rite Aid turns into AutoZone. That whole area is going to open up for development, and people are going to be able to come from Quarterstill Road and go straight down.
Like,
not have to come back
and then
clock in. Yeah. I don't know why they decided to do away with that, but that's what I would do.
The bridge failed inspection.
Yeah.
And it was cheaper to tear it down and repair.
That's crazy. I mean, we're a different Catskill.
And it was a wood jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that would cost, but it would be probably a lot of money.
We could sell you a bridge when we're done with it.
Nice.
I like that idea.
We have a bridge.
Or you could rent it.
We'll rent it.
We'll rent it to you.
Yeah,
we'll
rent
it to you.
Rent the lease.
No weight limit, one leg. Perfect.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up that to everybody's attention. I think that's it. Did I miss anything else?
Yeah,
I think that's the first high five of the actual meeting.
Yeah.
What do we got?
No,
yep. I know about that. For the official, well, there's no agenda, but that's all our action items for tonight, right? Okay. With that, I'll open up to public. Joe, your hand up first.
No, go ahead, please. I'm curious. With the arrangement that the county made to fund the ambulance services for all 14 towns, is there a commitment from the county to continue that for a period of time, or is that just a one-year commitment?
Right now, and I know nobody likes the word assume, but we're assuming this is only for 1 year because we have not been told anything else.
Okay. So,
right.
If you use that money for the ambulance service and then come next year and it's gone, that will impact your budget, right? It'll go right back up again.
Yes, sir.
So, were you allowed to put any of that money into a reserve fund? Can you take some of that money and put it into an equipment reserve fund for future equipment? In other words, establish equipment reserve fund for the ambulance for, I don't know, let's say $50,000-$60,000 or something out of that money. Are you allowed to do that, or you don't know?
I don't know for sure, but I think given our current budget for the ambulance, there's no doubt that we're going to expend more than $340,000. So that's going to help us save money on the flip side of things, and we can cover that next year in a fund balance, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, the ambulance budget was already set prior to receiving that money. So that money just allowed you to continue purchasing some equipment.
Right, and it allowed us to use less fund balance.
Right, I understand that. But can you take some of that less fund balance and reserve that? In other words, not touch the money,
yeah,
not touch the money that you received, but if you're going to reduce the fund balance, let's say 40,000,
yep,
whatever that number is, and take that 40,000 and reserve that for a future
right.
equipment.
That's something we'll have to ask the accountant, because I'm not sure how to earmark fund balance.
Well, you can restrict it.
Right.
In other words,
right.
I mean, restricting the fund balance doesn't necessarily mean you can't unrestrict it.
Right. It's just more steps to free
right. up. Right. Right. You're just restricting it, and the board can change the restriction anytime you want. It's not like a tax stabilization fund or something like that,
right,
which you can't do. So I was just curious as to whether or not they had committed for a period of time, because my understanding was when I was at their meeting, not the budget meeting, but the meeting they held a finance committee meeting Monday, which where they approved this monies. I thought, and don't hold me to it, but I thought that one of the areas was that they were going to commit, or one of, it was said at one time that they were going to commit this monies for 5 years, because that was what they thought would be enough time to bring the a countywide or some sort of semblance of a countywide ambulance service. So I was just curious as to whether or not they didn't commit you just that 1 year.
Yeah, so the phone call I had with the county administrator, she gave me that figure for next year, and that's it.
Okay. Is your number relatively the same that was committed to the other 14 towns?
No, it's more. The way that they're doing it is...
Well, because they were paying for your Flycar service, right?
Yep, so almost all of the municipalities are receiving two checks. One to help subsidize the ambulance service, and then another one from the county to help pay them back for what they've been paying for Green EMS.
Okay.
We will not receive the Green EMS check.
Because you weren't paying into it?
Because we were not paying into it.
Okay.
But our taxpayers are.
Yes, they were paying it in the budget that they have for Green EMS.
Correct.
Yeah.
County tax.
Yeah.
And the other question I had was, and I didn't understand whether or not you eliminated the insurance premium in the budget for Councilman.
No. Sure.
You did?
No.
Okay, good. Because I can tell you, given the way healthcare is going, you know, you may end up seeing an increase, you know, during the year.
Right.
Which
that
you
may
use that
cover,
that money
yes.
for. And that was a
yep.
move. Okay. And what else did I have? Ambulance and insurance. Okay. Let's see. What else? I think that was it. I think that's all I had.
All right. Here we go. Thank you. Dan?
The Quarter School Bridge? The Quarter School, sorry, Dan.
No, you're good.
The Quarter School Bridge?
Yep.
That when I was on the village board, that bridge, obviously, we used to call it the Tickle Bridge because you went up and down. That bridge was supposed to be replaced, and that bridge is railroad property.
Yeah.
That bridge was supposed to be replaced by the railroad. The town doesn't own that bridge. That bridge is owned by the railroad. And the railroad refused to repair that bridge. And that's when the bridge was closed.
Yep.
Because it was an old wooden bridge, as you know. and didn't want to drive over it. So I forget how much money it would have cost back then to repair that bridge.
But now it's probably 10 times.
It's probably, you know, a huge amount of money.
We have Wayne really busy right now, but that's another thing we can have him look into, because if that's the case, then there may be a precedent set where there's just hasn't happened, but they are financially, you know, obligated to replace that bridge in kind. I don't know.
Yeah, see, the rest of
them, remember that bridge, honestly.
Yeah. I always thought that we could always sue the railroad for not improving that bridge, because that technically was an emergency or a traffic wayfare.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back then, nobody fought with the railroad. They weren't going to do it. You could have taken them to court, and they still wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Is that something the county takes on? Being it's, what, County Route 26, kind of, or whatever?
That's a building, both.
Yeah, they weren't going to repair that bridge.
After the Price Chopper road, then it turns
yeah.
to
yeah.
46. Okay, Dan, you are up.
All right, I got a couple comments, questions, and then a couple things to bring your way. So I do think it's a good idea that you don't take Jared's, just on the side, because I don't know if you reached out to the two people that are coming on and whether they would need it.
They're not helping.
Okay, cool. So I'm sure you're ready to do that. What was the other thing? Anyway, I'll pass that on. Question. Do all of the positions that you guys, the town, have for doing minutes, are they official town employees, or do you have people that come in like part-time and do it? Like, obviously Liz is the clerk and she's here just like Anna is for us.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of code and we have our planning and zoning board. We have part-time, it's a hard time to find this position.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to kind of like see how everybody else is doing it, because we have issues with keeping that person there, we have issues with that person wanting to stay there because it's not a lot of money for doing something every once in a while. So do you have someone that's like full-time staff at each of those? Cool.
Originally it was a part-time position.
Like last year?
And we couldn't fill it. So we created it as a full-time position, and now she also has learned the code side. And the code clerk has learned the planning and zoning side, so they're interchangeable now, so they can cover each other.
That's,
so if someone's on vacation for a week.
That's exactly what I'd like to get to, and I also think that the girls in the office won't love me for this. But like,
they always should have been cross-trained.
100%, and it's going to be happening whether people like it or not. That's just going to happen.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, like, if y'all are doing it, even supports it even more that we should be having. If Anna can do two meetings a month, someone else can do a meeting here, a meeting there.
Yeah,
and
a rotation.
We have continuity between the village, and it's not this person didn't show up today. We have a meeting right now while this is going on, and no one was there to open the door, which is another thing that I'm going to ask you for. Is there any chance we could get another key?
Where's the key we get?
It sits in the office that Anna has locked in there, that if the person that we currently have now. So basically our process is so archaic,
yeah,
where the secretary has to notify Anna sometime before the meeting or during the day to bring the key down to the police office so that that person can get it, open the door, then drop back off the police office.
Why don't we just keep it at the police station? They got a lockbox.
They used to keep it there.
Yeah.
For the gym, they used
yeah.
to keep it in a lockbox.
I don't know. I can bring that up. But I was saying, if you guys could provide another key to one trustee, we designate that trustee has the key and alone. Save you from getting some probably text messages. If y'all could think about that, that would be great. I don't know.
I mean, if they put it in the key bin, and the person who comes in and gets it gives a copy of their license, and they put that, they put the copy of the license
yeah.
on the hook and go, oh, they didn't return it. Well, then they call.
It should be that easy.
That's how they do it with the gym.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know why that's not.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you for answering.
We're giving you your car keys, and we'll get into it.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a picture of what's called the honor roll. So take a peek, and we'll kind of pass it down. So there's two projects that represent the village tonight that I would love for you guys to work on with us. One of which right now, which JR's taking a picture of, it's called the honor roll. It is a veteran-themed, I guess, I wouldn't say, it's not a memorial, because what it is doing, it is showing all of our current service members by name that are serving now. Like we have this stuff at the cemeteries, we have different, you know, veteran parks throughout the county.
we really don't have a presence in the village. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Mr. Rizzo, if you're familiar with this, but this picture is taken in the village, and it incorporates everyone from the town. I'll give you
a... Is this on the monument at the courthouse?
It may very well be. It doesn't exist right now. Yeah.
Well,
I want to bring it back.
The monument at the courthouse...
Well, Joe might know where it is.
That's fairly big. Yeah.
The monument at the courthouse only has World War One veterans on it.
So this isn't for veterans. This is an active roster of everyone at that time that was serving. And so what I would like to do is bring that back.
Is this located someplace?
It was on Main Street.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sure. I can't tell from the picture.
You don't remember it, John?
I never saw it before.
Oh, that is that old.
I don't even know where
it was. Yeah, it's black and white, so...
Where was it?
I have no clue. I know that it's on Main Street.
Well, there's a horse fishing post right over next to
it. Yeah, who did you get a picture from?
They were tall brick buildings.
My neighbor, not Bill Ray.
Oh, my uncle.
Yeah.
He has
the actual photo. He took a picture. He got a copy made for me because we were talking one day. He has a ton, yeah. And so, like, what I think that this would do is while people are walking down the street, and parents and siblings, they'll be able to show the names of people that are serving right now that aren't in Catskill. Mm-hmm. And we'd be able to, the village and the town, work with the VSO and vet to vet. And basically, we could put this together and figure out what we want it to look like, and they could take it over, and it would fuse their programs. So when a veteran gets done with their active duty, they'll get removed from this roster list, and the services for Welcome Home will come into effect from the VSO, and then they'd be able to engage with the peer program at Vet to Vet. So that's one of the things that I think would be really cool, and I don't know if you want to talk, you know, and come back to me at a later date if somebody wants to be a liaison to work on this with me.
That's not at the VFW building.
You know
the No.
I like the idea.
The narrow alley.
Awesome. All right. Mm-hmm.
That could be the narrow alley by Barger.
Maybe.
Oh, by Barger's place?
Yeah.
That could be that
narrow. There's a tall building to your left there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it would be somewhere down in the middle of town. Yeah.
It's got to be well hidden.
It'd be nice to put it right in the front of the back of Green County.
Well, just think of whatever that picture was. Think of how many names were on that.
Maybe somebody took it down.
Yet again, we'd have to know when that photo was taken, because that photo could be 8 years old.
Institutional village memory.
You know what would be a good idea, actually, if I... Mr. Palmer.
I was just thinking, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Judge Carl.
Yeah, Judge Carl.
Judge Carl.
Ted Elsher.
Ted?
Yeah, Ted.
Oh, yeah. Ted.
Yeah, Ted Hills or Judge Carl. No.
Was that Jeff?
I tell you the truth, even growing up, I never knew that ever existed. I mean, it's been years I lived in the village. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Surprised.
He's going to Google it. Hey, Google, where was the sign?
Google AI.
Yeah, so that's one. If you want to get back to me, no answers. You don't need to give me any answers tonight, but... I want to start putting this as a project that's on the front burner starting next year. And I don't know what that looks like. I'd like to get all the stakeholders involved and sit down with the county. They may be interested as well.
I think we'd be on board.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a little biased.
Veterans Affairs should be involved.
Yeah.
And actually, the county parking lot where you guys put the Christmas tree might be a perfect spot for that.
Well, then where's the Christmas tree going?
Right next to it.
And it'll kill me. The one year I was like, why don't we put the Christmas tree down Dutchman's Landing so everyone going on the bridge can see this huge tree lit? She's like, I will kill you. They like looking at it. And the second thing is another project that I started working on about 6 months ago. And yet again, we're going to be working on because we missed out on the funding opportunity. It's to reopen the trail from Dutchman's Landing to the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Before Thomas Boomhauer became a village trustee, he was working for the county's economic development, and I sat on a couple calls with him for people from the state and DOT and Hudson Valley Greenway. There's a lot of funds available through that program to be able to facilitate the clearing, the making of what trail used to be there, and the state is really interested in connecting the rail trail or the Empire State Trail, because that's what it is. If you're connecting a lot of there.
At one time, when that was a Greenway, a project, they needed to get permission from the landowners.
Yeah.
And the permission wasn't granted.
Right. Home Sweet Home is the only one that didn't grant.
No, yeah. I think Mr. Pulver, George Mr. Pulver. Pulver.
Oh, he wasn't.
I think George Pulver didn't grant access over his property.
Yeah, that's
so right. until you get that.
Yep, Wayne's working on that right now. We have almost every single property.
I mean, he's passed away now, so.
And we're on better standing for a couple of them. So I think that's going to be a new point. The smaller project would be to go without the grant fundings to clear from Dutchman's to William Street. But we're looking at this as a larger project, and we can put it into two or three phases. But as you know, Joe referenced, it was called the Greenway Project. The town was actually involved with this. I was looking through some of the paperwork and reading some of the names on there. And so I thought, like, if we're going to do this, I'd like to reach out to the town and see if you guys are interested in working on it as well. So yet again, if somebody wants to be the liaison, myself and Thomas are going to have a meeting sometime after the holidays and just kind of like talk about our plan, who we want to, you know, enlist in kind of working through this. And then what does it kind of look like? Because those posts that you see everywhere, they're color-coded for a reason of the Rick Van Winkle. So each of the colors, red, brown, green, they all means blue, they mean something different. And we could, I guess, recreate whatever image we wanted, since a lot of those are outdated and kind of just like fading apart. But I think that it would open up green space. It would be a great opportunity for not only just the residents that live there, but also the people coming in. It's another added bonus. And I just think, like, people coming down for music in the park, now they'd be able to take their dogs and go down there, and we're doing work on the dog park so people can, like, enter the park, Dutchman's Landing, with the dogs. So if you want to just get in touch with me at some point, I'd love to sit down and work with you on this.
Yeah. Again, I think that would be an awesome running track, so I'm for it. Well, go away. Get away from
that. Yeah, I need a hobby, huh?
Yeah. Anything else from the board?
I have one question. I remember what I wanted to ask. The re-levy, you know, the water, sewer and water re-levy, is that... That's re-levied to the county as part of their budget process. Does that money now get paid by the county to the village? And then it goes on the individual's taxes. So all that money is going to go into the village waterfront or a sewer fund.
Water and sewer. Yep.
Is there any reason why those amounts are so high? You're talking some big numbers there.
Yeah, last year, they were paying. People just didn't pay the water.
So they're just not paying it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, that's why we created the Water and Sewer District years ago, is to...
Well, whatever the hotel is, the worst is to get the water.
Quality and
the village lost a lot of money.
Sure did.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
The act that opposes the natural gas bans, would you mind reading out the name of that again? I'd like to...
Do you have a copy?
I do.
There you go.
Thanks. That's it.
We're going to be trying to track down that money, too, that I know that Natasha talked to some of the board members about, that we had an agreement somewhere about the taxes that the village has been paying that we thought might have been going to you guys, but not going to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be looking into that, like, and we're talking big dollars. So when that happens, I don't know, we're going to have a major conversation about if we get that money and where that money goes. Probably the infrastructure, probably giving a little bit of a break to the water users. So
he's referencing the property tax that the village is paying the town for the water line.
The village has been paying every town that we have a water line in X amount of dollars for lots of years, even though we have that, well, apparently it was found recently, a document stating we should not be paying any taxes. Because clearly it doesn't make sense, we're providing water for those residents in those towns. Why would we subject ourselves to our own tax? Because essentially then we have to raise water rates to then charge them.
The offset to that was that the village was charging the town for the hydrants. There are hydrant fees because some of those hydrants go into the town, and the village was paying, the town was paying the village for hydrant fees. And because of the way the transmission lines come down from Podic Mountain through Caro and some other towns, I think Cooksaki, you know,
Athens.
Yeah, that is a tax by those towns on the village.
So that, right. But the thing with that is
we're not getting
the, we don't get the check. The county gets the check.
Correct.
Right. And there was at one time an agreement, and you know, I'm going way back now. There was at one time agreement where the village would not charge the town for the hydrant fees, and the town would not, the village would not be charged for the transmission lines that came through the town of Catskill.
Yeah, that may very well be the case.
But that's, I mean, that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I don't remember now.
Yeah.
But that was the big contention back then.
I have a different opinion on the hydrants anyway, like, but that's another case, and you probably already know who's...
They're your hydrants.
I know. I feel like, for me, that's part of us having the water service. I'm only one of five people, so... but yeah, we're definitely going to research that, because that's a ton, that's some serious money.
Well, you're not going to get some of those towns to refund back to you anymore.
No, it's not the towns. It's
no, the towns don't get it.
We believe the money's been going to the county, but we can't, I can't...
They'll stop paying it and you'll find
out. It was a county tax. You have to look on the county tax rolls. Look on the assessment rolls.
Yeah.
And see where the water lines are.
It would be one of the rolls 567.
Pardon me?
It would be one of the rolls 567.
Somebody's getting it. It's not us. It's
not us.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is the town remits back to the county their portion of the county tax that the town collects. So that's probably in that money that you were, because the county can't collect the money.
The check never comes here. The check goes to 411 Main Street.
The town doesn't collect taxes for certain roles.
Nope.
Those taxes go directly to the county. The county collects.
I thought all county taxes came through the town and went to, then at the end the county gets its own warrant, and then the remainder is sent to the town to the county.
Nope.
Oh, the other thing I was going to mention, I don't know if you guys have something, because I sat on the meeting regarding the short-term rentals just really quickly, when Sean had a lot of the supervisors there and stuff like that over in Caro. If y'all need any help, like I said to them, I don't know if you have something in place right now for a permitting process, feel free to reach out to us. We have everything down. Amir right now, our code enforcement officer, has a permitting process and has a renewal fee baked in. And so I don't know if you guys have done kind of the research on how many Airbnbs you have, but it's pretty significant for the village. When we did it, it was like over 50-something, and we only have like 20-something permits. I've tasked the Mura to look into the new technology and the program that the county now has for this information, because prior to that, it was going to cost the village around $5,000 a year for a 3 or 5 year contract. But that's revenue that's like laying there for you guys if you want to look into it. And I'm sure you guys have a lot more Airbnbs than we do.
Yeah, we have the permit.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You know, you can contact Ray Ward.
Yeah, you know what they
do? No relation.
Ray Ward is the real property tax assessor. He would know. He would know how that money comes in.
Oh, for that?
Yeah. Yeah, for water lines. Yeah.
Okay, you got one?
Yeah, just one last thing with the Paca Park. I don't know how the board feels, but I know other municipalities has used a heavy equipment program through Questar Academy out there in Durham. And I didn't know if anybody, you know, would be into having some of our own youth from Catskill come up and do some of the work. So how the heavy equipment program works, you just go out there, you meet with Eric Mickelson, pretty much basically showing what you're looking to get done, and since that we have kids that attend Catskill School that they'd be willing to come out, and basically we would be paying just for the materials, not their labor. So if it's something that the board wishes to do and have some of our own youth, since you know youth is a big thing and they're learning the trade, I think it would be great to have them come up and be part of that if the board wishes to.
I think it's a great experience for them. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
So, I mean, I could reach out to Eric and you know, once we figure out everything. And
you have Casco kids in that program.
Correct, yep. And that's one of the reasons why they'd be willing to, you know, help us based on whatever we have going on. But we would have to just sit down with them and discuss. But from what other municipalities have used the heavy equipment program and those children, that they basically paid for the materials.
Yeah, yeah, I think last weekend, the weekend before, they were at Eastern's Firehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere else, so.
So
it's great.
I just think it's a great thing, and you know, I'm for our youth in our community, and I think it'd be a great thing, since they're learning a trade, have them be part of you know, our own community. So.
Yeah. Good idea. Finding out? Jared?
No.
All right, I need a motion to go into executive session for a legal matter. Do we want to include the town clerk? No further business will be conducted.
See everybody.
Anybody have a nice Thanksgiving?
The roads will be done. They're paving. They're going to be finishing up probably Tuesday or Wednesday. They got the other side done already. You saw the hole that they dug in the municipal lot.
I drove over it on the way. I was scared the metal plate was going to go.
Yeah. But it'll be all set, and they're going to have fireworks and stuff